All right. The first thing I want to do is finish talking about the syllabus with respect to the laboratory-involved point scoring opportunities. I've already talked about the stuff upstairs. That's the attendance and the lecture exams. And the Connect homework is at home. But the rest of this stuff involves what we do in this room. And I want you to realize that there are two fundamentally different kinds of quizzes associated with the lab. The pre-lab quizzes and the laboratory quizzes. In fact, there was already a pre-lab quiz due, wasn't there?
Yes, sir.
Due last night. Let me just pause and say that was the lab safety one, right?
Yes, sir.
And if you didn't do it, well, this will be the only time where a pre-lab quiz is still available to you after the due date. And that's because you have to get that done. If you didn't do it definitely before you show up to the lab next week, or I'll have to withdraw you legally. Because it's a legal issue to say that you've been through the safety training. Okay, don't forget. But all the other pre-lab quizzes will be available to you on Canvas only until they're due, which is always the midnight of the day before the lab meeting. So Wednesday nights, don't forget about that, because these pre-lab quizzes are comparatively easy points. You don't want to waste any points, especially easy points. So don't start it at 11:50. Get it out of the way, especially because you can take it multiple times if you really want to improve the score. They're fairly easy. The pre-lab quizzes are designed not to just throw you some easy points, which is important, but also so that you don't show up clueless. You need to know what you're going to do that day, not for my sake, but for the sake of the people you work with in your group. No one likes someone coming in clueless and you have to explain everything to them that you're going to work with. So that's what the pre-lab quizzes do. They force you to know, at least generally, what you're going to be doing that next day or the next meeting. And therefore, the answers are all in the lab manual. Okay, so that's where you find the answers. And it should be, if you at least take your time on these, it should be relatively easy to get close to, if not 100%, on all of these. Do that, because points are precious. But don't forget, set yourself reminders so that you don't remember at 1 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to be able to access it on Canvas at that point. Okay, those are pre-lab quizzes. And together, they make up 13%. By the way, there isn't a pre-lab quiz associated with every meeting. This is one of several reasons why you need to keep an eye on the syllabus. The course syllabus lists the whole laboratory schedule, but it tells you which weeks have a pre-lab due. Some of them don't. Okay? And also, don't assume that the order of the chapters in the manual is the order in which we're going to do things. Check the schedule to know what you're doing week to week. 13% of your grade, that's a 13 easy percent, unless you mess it up. Laboratory quizzes, on the other hand, are ones that we do in here. And today is an exception for several reasons. One reason is that there isn't a laboratory quiz today. Normally, we would be doing the quiz right now. So the laboratory quizzes are quizzes that you do in here starting at exactly 13 o'clock. Just like I start lecture immediately when we're supposed to, and you have to sign in by then. There's no signing in here, but there's the starting of the quiz here. And it's a stiff penalty if you're late at all here. Now, no one really should be late because you're just upstairs 15 minutes earlier. But if you are late, if you come in at a second after 13 o'clock, that's 10% off, plus any other errors you make on the quiz. Pretty stiff penalty. If you get into the second minute, a minute and 1 second, onward 20%, and it's 10% per minute. So that's something you don't want to do, especially because even if you don't get penalized, the laboratory quizzes are the second lowest scoring things next to the lecture exams. And by the way, I've never really figured out why that's the case, because the laboratory quizzes are really not that difficult, I don't think, if you treat them for what they are. And maybe that's the problem. People might be comparatively blowing them off. What I mean is that a laboratory quiz is really just a little examination. It doesn't cover as much stuff as a lecture examination, but you should prepare for it the same way, which is to listen carefully to lectures and making notes. Making notes while I'm speaking, but also listening at home to the recording. So every laboratory day, I will give you a mini lecture. Today's an exception to that, too. It's going to be a maxi lecture. But you, from now on, it'll just be a short time that I speak before letting you do whatever we do that day. Well, that's most of the questions on my laboratory quizzes come from what I've said in my recordings. Not necessarily 100%, like I guaranteed you for the lecture exams upstairs, but most of the questions on my quizzes come from my recordings. So spend the time listening to them to prepare, to, you know, study for these lecture, these laboratory quizzes. They add up to a lot of your grade, and they can wreck your grade. All right, now the format of those is not consistent like for the lecture exams. So there will be some multiple choice questions, but not entirely. Just depends on the quiz. Also, the number of questions is not consistent. Some of them have fewer, some of them have more, but however many questions there are, all the quizzes are weighted the same as each other. I would say on average there's about 7.5 questions per quiz. I guess that's all I wanted to say about that. Any questions about the two types of quizzes? Okay. Then we have three different kinds of laboratory reports, but none of these is really a formal report like you might have been required to do in other science courses, like a physics lab or a chemistry lab. It's not, you don't need to make a materials and methods section and a procedure and all that. It's, all it is answering questions from a page in the manual. There's three pages because there's not a report for every week. There's only three of the weeks that has a report associated with it. And so they're all different because what you do in those 3 weeks is totally different. But each of them has its own specific set of instructions as pages in the manual. And all you need to do is answer those questions for the report. But as far as submitting them is concerned, this is a global manual. I did not write this manual. All the instructors use it, and so all the students use it. And I'm not sure about this new edition, but there might be something in there saying that you hand in a hard copy of the reports. That's not true for me. Don't hand me any printed report. Your reports are going to have to be done in Word. Whether you like Word or not, it's a requirement because all students have free access to Word. So there's not an excuse of saying I don't have it. Anyway, do your answers in Word and submit them in the slot on Canvas. Now all the due dates, there's different due date for each of the three, of course, are already listed. And I have no idea what they are. I made them up, but I didn't memorize them. I don't have to memorize them because they're listed. So don't ask me what the due dates are. I genuinely don't know. But keep an eye on the assignment schedule so you know the due dates for all of these. Especially because I give you two or more weeks after you do the activity that the report is based on to get them done. And of course, almost all of you are going to wait until that night to even start them. So don't forget that night is important. I'm not going to send reminders saying your report's going to be due here soon. Anyway, they're not only different in what they talk about, but they're different in their values, and they get more valuable as you go, which is nice because the first one usually is worse than the other two. You get a little better at writing these things as you go. But when you combine the three, they are 9%. So that's a whole letter grade almost worth of points. And the laboratory practicum is the only other thing. And a practicum, if you've never had one, or a practical examination, but in one word, a practicum is an examination, but rather than just sitting there writing your answers like you will upstairs for the lecture exams, a practicum is interactive. So you'll be walking around to different stations. These tables will be stations. This will be on the final meeting of the lab, which is the last week before finals week. So we won't be done upstairs, but that'll be the last thing we do in here. And you can kind of put it out of your mind for a while, but I just want you to realize now that the practicum is the only thing in the term that's comprehensive. So you have to remember the entire term's worth of stuff that you do in here. That's one of the reasons why you don't hand things in week to week from the manual. You're writing things down as you perform these activities. You're writing in the manual pages, but you're doing that so that you know what the hell you did and so you can study throughout the term. You need to study for two reasons. You need to study for the next week's quiz. You need to study what you did. But you also need to keep in mind the entire term's worth of activities when it comes for the time to the practicum. There is also, though, when it comes time to think about the practicum, a page which I think is the last page in the manual that tells you specific things to study for to do the practicum. And the practicum is also standardized. It is not written by me, and it's not at all going to be my style of questions, which you haven't seen anyway yet, but anyway, that's true. Okay, then that by itself is 5% of your grade, 5% of the overall grade, not just lab. All of those that we've talked about add up to 100%. Any questions on the grading or anything else? Okay, now, it seems like there was something I was going to say about quizzes again. Oh, no, there's something else about safety. That's what I was forgetting. I already see violators. You're not ever allowed to have any food or drink, so you can't have a bottle out at all when you're in here. You have to either keep it in a bag, not on the floor. You have to keep it in a bag the entire time and not take it out. Or you can put it in the shelf over here. And the advantage of that is that I'll even allow you to take a drink from it if you come over here and drink only here and put it right back on the shelf. Otherwise, if you keep it in your bag, no drinking at all in here. All right? You also need to always have closed-toed shoes on. I will, if you don't have closed-toed shoes today, I'll give you a mulligan. But that's an important legal thing, too. I can't let you stay in here if you have open-toed shoes, which becomes more difficult to do as it gets warmer out. All right, I think that is the song and dance for the syllabus. Any questions? Make sure you remember to do that safety one if you haven't already.